850, second reading.
Extend management agreement with Kemper Sports Management, Inc. for the Heron Lakes Golf Course for an additional 24 months, increase the management fee, and add funds for the management fee and operating expenses for the extension period for a not-to-exceed amount of $7,307,912.
Please call the roll.
Hardesty.
I actually am concerned that we're extending the contract for golf courses at a time when we, as you say, we have a task force that's looking at how do we fund parks in a more sustainable manner. I'd hope that this would be for about a year. It's a two-year contract. I don't support it, so I will be voting no.
Udaly.
I'm going to support this extension, but I have similar feelings to Commissioner Hardesty. I expect our public golf courses to be self-sustaining. I'm not sure whether or not this one is, to be honest. And if they're not self-sustaining, I'd like to see them put to a greater purpose. I vote aye.
Fritz.
So the golf courses are self-sustaining. They're part of an enterprise fund. This one does make money. And this is following the recommendations of the audit to align the expiration of the four golf courses, including Heron Lakes, to 2021, to do a comprehensive request for proposals that will allow for the option of single or multiple operators with appropriate alignments and incentives. Aye.
Thanks. Fish.
Vincent Johnson is here today. Vincent, raise your hand if you could. I have the great honor of working with a tremendously talented team at Portland Parks and Rec. Vincent Johnson is doing a superb job with our golf program. We are in the process of reviewing and implementing a number of the auditor's recommendations. This extension aligns the expiration of now all four Eastside course contracts, which will give us more options looking forward. And I welcome the conversation about the place, the future place of golf, not only within Portland Parks and Recreation, but as a self-sufficient part of our operation. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.